Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Doing all right anyway. Rick Barry joins us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? The great Rick Barry, Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer, NBA champion. I always joke when I'm saying one of the biggest upsets in NBA sports history or North American sports history, 1975. But Rick has let me know over and over again, it is the biggest upset and the biggest story, the biggest championship, the most memorable championship in North American sports history. Rick, good morning to you, man. How's it going?
Well, if it's any better, I'd be back in the NBA. I make a comeback.
Trying to make some of that new NBA money. How's pickleball going?
Pickleball is going great. I set a goal for myself to play singles this year and try to win the Triple Crown in the 4 major events, and I've won it in 2 of them, the U.S. Open and the World Seniors. I've got the USA Pickleball Nationals next starting this Sunday, and then next month I got the U.S. Seniors. So if I can pull that all off, that would be pretty cool.
And you got Chris Mullin involved in pickleball, I see.
Well, I've talked to Chris along about it. You know, he said his wife was fanatical about it.
Yes.
And then, you know, he's gotten into it. And so that's cool. I keep talking to all the athletes and all my friends. I say, you got to get into this. This is really, really fun sport.
It's the fastest growing sport in America, Rick. All right, let's talk some basketball here. The Warriors starting off 6-1. Look, you could be a cynic and say, well, they haven't really beaten anybody before. Matters to me, Rick, and they're taking care of their basketball. They're taking great shots. They're defending as a team. They're number one in deflections in the half court. They're number one when it comes to loose ball recoveries. They're number two in steals. What do you like this team right now? Do you think this thing is coming together quicker than we all think?
Well, yeah, well, for sure. But it's always nice to get off to a good start. We got off to a good start the year we won the championship. But there's nothing like wins to help build your confidence and feel good about what you're doing. And that just builds from there. And, you know, they've had some people step up. I mean, obviously the biggest one is Buddy. I mean, when they first got him, I said, wow, if he finally develops into what everybody expected him to be when he got drafted out of college, this could be a real great plus for them. You know, a great replacement for Klay. It's proven to be the case. He's, you know, he had an exceptional run there. And hopefully he can continue to play at that high level. And hopefully Steph will not get himself hurt anymore. I always hate it when I see him doing something with his ankles. But yeah, no, they're a dangerous team because of the way that they play. And you brought up some very important elements.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Deflections, playing together, moving the ball, you know, all that stuff is all hustle plays, smart plays, the kind of thing that you need to do on a consistent basis, because it's the one part of the game that can be a constant. Your defense can be a constant for you. It helps keep you in games when the offense is struggling, and you can wind up getting some victories because your defense keeps you around, and then if you just get hot in a certain part of the game offensively, you can pull out a victory. So that's what you have to do. Otherwise, it's the roller coaster ride. It's up and down offensively, and I'm happy to see what they're doing. So, yeah, it's a great start to the season, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Rick, I feel obligated every time we have you on to say you're my dad's favorite player of all time, and I grew up listening to you. I love hearing you talk basketball, and you're bringing up Buddy Hield, and you're talking about the fit and all that. I mean, as somebody who played, coached, lived, eat, breathe the game for as long as you have, how we've been talking a lot about fit and how it matters, like culture fit, the players you play alongside. Like, this feels like a perfect situation for Buddy Hield, doesn't it?
Well, most anybody that comes who has a good understanding of the game, I said this about KD when he came here, says KD is going to become a much better basketball player playing for the Warriors because of the style that they play. They play the game the way it was designed to be played. Pass, move, cut, 4, 5, 6, 7 passes at times. The only time they got in trouble with KD was when they relied on him because he's such a great player that they stopped doing that. And hey, if he was on, it could work. But if he's having an off game and you're playing that way, it's going to be a problem for you. And so this fits perfectly into somebody. If you're smart, you know how to move without the basketball. You learn how to back cut. You learn how to do the things that that Steve and the staff want you to do. You're going to create all kinds of great opportunities for everyone, not just yourself, and that's what's happening. And so, yeah, it's cool to see, because I'm you call me a purist if you want, but to me, a purist is someone who understands the game and wants to see the game play the way it was designed to be played. Now, certainly there are going to be changes and things that happen over time, just like in this game today. You could overdo something, right? Like, too much of anything is not very good. That's what they say, the old cliche. Well, it's the same thing. Too many three-point shots is not necessarily good. You still have to have a well-rounded game. You have the mid-range game. You got to get the back cuts and the easy baskets. You got to play defense and get transition easy baskets on the other end of the floor. All of that's a part of the game, and when it's played that way, it's beautiful to behold.
What's your assessment of Jonathan Kuminga thus far this season?
Well, he's the guy that has to take a major step forward. I saw him when he first came into the league, and I said, you know what I liked about him? I saw that he has a pretty good court vision. He actually was passing the ball and getting the ball to some open people. You know, he definitely has to work on his game, his outside shooting. You get to be a more consistent three-point shooter. He's athletic as can be. He does have, I think, a nice feel for the game, and he just has to continually work on it, gain his confidence, learn to become a creator and a facilitator, not worry just about scoring. But, boy, he can get to the basket. He can run the floor. And see, that's another person that the Warriors' style of play is conducive for somebody like him to use his athleticism to get all kinds of great opportunities. I was happy to see that he was I didn't hear any complaints or read anything about him complaining about the fact that he'd come off the bench and do it. You know, what difference does it make if you start or you don't? Yeah, okay, for your ego, it's nice to start, have your name called and have the cheers coming for you. But the thing is, if you can contribute to the team and help the team win, that's what's most important. If coming off the bench can be an asset for your team, you should be willing to do that. Look when the Warriors won that first championship 40 years after we had won, right? Mm-hmm. Two all-star players, right? Lee and Iguodala were willing to come off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it takes to be a team.
There's no doubt, Rick. And you made a great point there. I've been preaching that on these airways for years now. If you're getting your minutes, why does it matter? If you're finishing the game, why does it matter if you start or come off the bench? If you get 25 to 30 minutes, you're going to get an opportunity to contribute. And if you're contributing, you'll get more minutes. As we're talking to the Hall of Famer, Rick Barry, the 1975 NBA Finals MVP, NBA champ, of course. What about Draymond Green? And Rick, you know basketball is just, well, you are a purist. And I talk to Bully about this every day on television. Draymond Green being aggressive offensively, I think, unlocks another dimension. I always thought he could shoot the three. Last year, he shot 39.5%, but he only took 2 attempts. Right now, he's being very aggressive offensively, and I think that's helping his team. As he's got an open shot, he's taking it, and he's making it right now, Rick.
Yeah, he can't be a liability like he was in that series against the Lakers a couple of seasons ago. If you remember, I mean, what happened is LeBron James and Davis just packed the middle because they didn't even guard him, and they didn't guard Kayvon. I mean, so they just couldn't get to the basket. The Warriors had nothing but an outside game. They had hardly anything going to the basket. So when KD came, I said the big thing that Draymond could do is not worry about offense.
with him and the power that they had offensively, he didn't need to do that. With this team and not having a KD on your team and not having a Clay, he has to step up some and be able to get double digits for him at times. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You can't just be a liability on offense because it makes it so much easier for the other team to defend you. When you don't have to guard two of the five guys that are on the court,
oh, no.
That makes your job a hell of a lot easier.
You know, Rick, I'm watching Pajemski play every single night. And I know he got sick the other day, so he came out a little early. But there's so many little plays that happen throughout a game. You know, pass here, cut, get in front, deflection, etc. He does so many little winning elements that just don't show up in the box score. What do you see from Pajemski that you like?
Well, I just like that he understands the game. And you're absolutely right. He does the little things. He does the stuff that doesn't get the recognition. And in fact, it was so weird because I remember talking to somebody after one of the earlier games in the season, where he didn't score a point and they won. I mean, I don't know if you ever see that happen again with the type of game that he plays, but see the Warrior style of play, playing the game the intelligent way, the move, pass, cut. He thrives in that, and that's why this is a perfect system for him. If he were to go to another team that didn't play the system, he would probably never be anywhere near as effective as he is with the Warriors.
And Rick Barry here on the Morning Rust, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line and all guests on 95.7 The Game, appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? How about the additions of Terry Stotts and Jerry Stackhouse to the bench? I think they've done a great job next to Steve Kerr. As Steve Kerr, look, a lot of people are questioning whether or not he could go 12 deep. Well, Rick, when you won that championship back in 1975 with the Golden State Warriors, you guys were too deep at every single position. So you can win with depth, right?
Yeah, you can if it's a perfect mix. Because what happened is that Al had the luxury. We basically had seven guys. And the rest of the guys, it really didn't matter. It's just a matter of if somebody wasn't going good, you could put somebody else in. And, well, Steve has the luxury of doing that. It's not like you've got guys sitting on the bench who are far better than the other guys. They're pretty similar in skill and talents, and it's just a matter of what talents they have to offer and who the opponent is and whether those talents are going to be conducive to have them in the game that particular night. And so it's a beautiful situation. As a player, you love that because otherwise you're not sitting there, you know, getting splinters up your butt sitting on the bench all the time. Of course, it's not a wooden bench anymore. But it's great. I mean, it really is. It's really conducive to having a fun, enjoyable time when you're playing together as a team. I always say what you need to do when you start a season in any team sport, every player needs to take his ego and put it in the freaking closet until the season's over. It's no longer about you. This is a team situation. What can I do to help this team win? Accept the role given to you by the coach. Go out and perform it to the highest ability you possibly can, giving your best effort every night, especially on the defensive end of the court, and then you have a chance to have a successful and enjoyable season.
I completely agree. Now, that kind of brings me into this Jason Tatum, Steve Kerr thing with the Olympics, because I remember 20 years ago, I called you on your radio show, and you and I were in agreement, like, Stephon Marbury should not be the point guard of the USA team. It was horrible. He's a horrible point guard for the team that they had built at the time. And I'm looking at the USA team and someone's got to sit. And I kind of defended Steve Kerr that, like, Tatum's a great player, but Derek White was more important for that team given how they were wanting to play. So it made sense why Tatum was kind of the odd man out. What's your assessment of Celtics fans losing their mind on Steve Kerr because Tatum didn't play a lot in the Olympics?
Well, you gave the answer. They're Celtic fans. What the hell? I mean, of course they're going to be rooting for their player. They want their player to play. But again, it is a team game. I had that approach. I actually saw Steve at the Olympics. I was there at the Olympics with my son. Was playing 3-on-3, which is a great experience. It was so awesome to see him do that. Unfortunately, Jimmer Fredette got hurt, and you know everybody was downplaying him. But they really were one of the better teams in the world. It's such a shame that happened. But so that situation happened with Tatum. So I got on the call, and the guys are bringing up this same shit. And I said, excuse me. I said, if I'm not mistaken, the USA team did win by 20-something points, didn't they? And I said, so what difference does it make who played? This is not about Jason Tatum. This is about the USA men's Olympic basketball team playing and trying to win a gold medal. So if you're winning and you're winning convincingly, now, if it had been a close game or something, yeah, you might have something to bring up. They won by 20 something. And so that's just part of it. And so I went up to Steve. Steve, I had to stick up for you. And I told him the story. He said, thanks a lot. I said, yeah, I said, obviously you did the right thing. And that's the whole idea. When you're on a team with great players, accept your role. Hell, I was one of the leading, I was a leading scorer in the country, all right, in my senior year. We went to play an exhibition. The only time I had USA in my chest, amazing experience here in the national anthem. I can't imagine having a gold medal around my neck in the Olympics or something. But so I don't start because why? They put all the Big Ten guys because we played in Indiana, right? And Butler Fieldhouse. And so I accepted that. Why? I'm wearing USA. I'm part of the team. I understand what they were doing. Give the other guys a chance. I knew I was going to get to play. And so I got to play, you know, and so that's all it's really about. You have to be willing to accept that. Again, it's no longer about you. So that was making the proverbial mountain out of a molehill.
Can Boston sustain this? Before we let you go, Rick, 55% of their shots come from the three-point line. They live and die by the three. And they haven't really shot it well since the opening night against the New York Knicks. I don't like their brand of basketball. I think it has set basketball back by the way they played. I think it's a disservice that Jason Tatum's jacking up threes left and right and whatnot. Do you like their style of play?
Well, here's the thing, right? Live by the sword, die by the sword, okay? So it's a dangerous game they're playing there, but the reality of it is in today's game, the majority of victories by teams in the NBA now are the team that usually makes the most three-point shots. If I'm sure, I don't statistically, I'm sure somebody has a stat out there, but it's probably some ridiculously high percentage of victories come when you outscore the team from three-point range. And so you can understand that. Now, it's a matter of when you're taking them and the quality of the shots you're taking. To me, I think the greatest time at all to shoot the three-point shot is to play up-tempo game. Come if you're 3-on-2 and you don't have a dunk or a layup, you shoot the three because you have a better chance of getting the offensive rebound than they do. You got two guys backtracking with their back to the basket. You have three guys running full speed forward. And so if you pull up and take that shot, you guys got a better chance of getting that offensive rebound. And that's a great time to take the shot. I think it's very advantageous to do that. However, so many teams now are taking bad three-point shots. That's the big difference. If you're getting quality shots and you're only having guys shoot it who are shooting in the 30 percentile, at least, anybody who's not shooting the 30 percentile takes the shot. He should come out of the game unless it's 2 seconds out of the clock and he has to throw up a prayer. I mean, but it is part of the game. It's gotten to be a little bit too much at times, and the Celtics are liable to have it burn them sometimes. Now, if you're shooting it well, you're liable to blow a team out, but they're playing exceptionally well. They're the defending champions. They feel good. And I think they're approaching it, you know, the right way as far as coming out, realizing that every night that they put their uniform on and go to play, that's the most important game of the season for the team they're playing against because you're playing the defending champions. And it actually should help you as a player to get ready mentally for every game because you know you're going to be challenged. I mean, I knew I'd always have the toughest defender guarding me every night. That made me have to stay focused, have to get myself ready because I didn't want to go out and have somebody out there making me look bad. So I had to be ready. Same thing now as a team. You have to be ready because every game you play is a critical game for the opposition because they're trying to beat the defending champions.
No doubt. Rick, well said there. It's always, we always love having you on. Hopefully, I don't know if we're going to be out here next week. Al Addles, we're going to celebrate his life.
I'll be there. Okay. I'll be at the celebration on Saturday. Yep, Saturday. I have to do that before I go to the Pickleball National Championships. Yeah.
There it is. We'll see you Saturday, Rick. Thanks for the time today,
brother. Thank you, Rick.
Take care. See you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Rick Barry here on the River Islands Guest Line. A lot of wisdom you just spit there.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.